And this guy comes up to me on the street and says, "Hey, did you know you're on What Is New York?" And I was like, "What is New York?" You know, he shows me the Instagram, and there I am, you know, carrying the cross. And, you know, you get all kinds of comments about that on the Instagram. Tons of, you know, inappropriate, and what's this guy doing? Why is Jesus walking the streets of New York? But it actually gave me favor in the city of New York. People saying, "Hey, you're that guy." It wasn't just one. I had two or three other people say, "Hey, I saw you on What Is New York." And so it led to me being able to have easy gospel conversations in the streets of New York through that. And so, again, I saw the reach of what we were doing, not what I had planned, but God had planned. Welcome to Christ Reward Podcast. You can get connected with us at christreward.com. And I hope you enjoy this week's episode. Here we are back to the Christ Word Podcast. And this week I am going to be solo, and partially because I just wanted to fill you guys in about the cross. About a year ago, I was talking about carrying the cross in New York, and I really didn't have any other plans to share more about the cross because I didn't think I would be doing it anymore. And so I just kind of wanted to update you guys. Lewis will be back with me next week on the next episode, but I just kind of wanted to talk about this journey of carrying the cross. And so, like I said, I was carrying it in New York, but before that, I'm going to kind of give you a backdrop of how, even before New York, and recently I'm in this journey of the Lord saying, carry it to all 50 states. Before I carried in New York in 2015, I carried the cross here in Dallas. I live in Dallas. If you guys were listening, you didn't know I lived in Dallas. I live in Dallas with my amazing wife, Hannah. And I currently now have two boys. Back in 2015, I had no boys. I was married, but no kids. I was working for a ministry called, actually in 2015, I was not working for a ministry. But in 2015, I joined a couple of friends of mine, a guy named Kyle Jenkins, who lives here in Dallas, and a friend of mine named Peter Lewis, another friend of mine, Jeremy Patty, and they are all in ministry in different ways here in Dallas. But there's a guy named Kyle Jenkins who is carrying across part of his ministry, and we carried it down Harry Hines. Actually, we carried it on Cedar Springs. If you don't know Dallas, Texas, Cedar Springs is an area where it's known for homosexuality. And Kyle says to this very day, that was probably one of the most nerve-wracking days, and he would even say scared, because he didn't know how the homosexual community or the LGBTQ plus what pride community, I don't want to mess up the initials, but all that being said, you guys kind of get the gist of the community. And we carried the cross that day. And I remember that day very specifically. I went to get some water. And right before I went in to get some water, a demon-possessed man ran up to me and a buddy of mine, Peter, who was with me that day. And the demon-possessed man started cussing me out, you know, just screaming at me, saying all this crazy stuff. And then he says, "Who do you think you are? Do you think you're Arthur Blessed?" Well, at the time, I had no clue who Arthur Blessed was. The guy ultimately, after he says that, I says, "I don't know who Arthur Blessed is. Jesus loves you, man." And the guy runs off. I go get water, keep going down the street, carry the cross. Never thought I would do it again. I thought it was just one-time thing. Thought it was a little strange. And carrying a 12-foot cross is a little strange to this very day. Never thought I would do it again. I go home. I look up Arthur Blessed. There's a documentary called The Cross by Arthur Blessed. And I would encourage anyone listening to this to go watch that documentary. It is so powerful. It's about an hour and a half long. It's free on YouTube. And I watched that probably once a year for the next several years. Hannah, which is my wife, which I just shared a little bit about briefly, she's like, "What are you doing?" I'm watching that documentary again. And so for several years, I watched that about once a year, never thought about it again, never thought I would carry a cross. And I ultimately started working for a ministry called Time to Revive, who do citywide outreaches. I was a missionary with them. And in 2020, I had been with them for, I think, 4 years at the time, and had kind of started sensing the Lord was leading me out of the ministry to possibly start my own ministry. Didn't know what it looked like, was just kind of praying. And really and truly in my heart, I thought I would be doing these large crusades in Africa or South America, Central America, and ultimately in America. I had these prophetic words, Wade, you're like a Reinhard Bonnke, you're like a Billy Graham. And I believe those words still can rest upon my life 100%. Literally 6 or 7 prophetic words, different people about this over my life. And actually, I just mentioned my friend Peter. We did a crusade in Africa during this time. I think it was in 2018. And so I'm trying to act on this word. But in 2020, out of the blue, 5 years later, from me carrying the cross, the Lord begins to speak to me, I need to carry the cross. I didn't have a cross. I didn't know what that looked like. I felt like the Lord was leading me. Me and my wife had moved in a part of Dallas on a street. We weren't too far from a street, maybe a mile from the northern tip of a street called Harry Hines. And Harry Hines in Dallas, the northern tip, there's a lot of strip clubs. There's a lot of prostitutes that will kind of roam those streets, especially at night. And so I felt like the Lord said to carry the cross. So I reached out to Kyle, who had originally carried the cross with 5 years before. He says, I don't do that anymore. I actually don't even know where my cross is at. And so I was like, well, there goes that idea. So I just started asking people, does anyone have a cross that I can carry? And that led me to a guy that I worked with that was also a missionary at Time to Revive. And the guy, he's an older guy. He says, actually, I have a cross in my garage I carried 20 years ago. You can have it. He says, I'm not going to carry it. You can have it. So pick up the cross from him. He brings it to the office. And I ultimately, me and Hannah and a couple others joined me that day. And we walked down Harry Hines and ministered to people. And I felt like the Lord said to do this once a month. So I would do it once a month. Different people would join me. Originally, I didn't have a wheel on it. The wheel that was on it was terrible. It was grinding the wood, you know, ruining the wood on the cross. And you know, to this very day, people make fun of the wheel. And Jesus didn't have a wheel and all of those things. And I get it. Jesus didn't have a wheel. But when I tried to carry it without a wheel, very in the natural sense, you ruin the wheel. You know, you ruin the wood. You're going to have to replace the wood constantly if you don't have a wheel, especially when you're walking, you know, 8 to 12 miles a day with the cross. So we're walking, and at the time we weren't doing that far. We were just walking down Harry Hines, walking by the strip clubs. And I remember several encounters. I remember one time a guy pulled off the side of the road and he followed us. He just said, I want to follow you. And he began to follow us, and he probably walked a mile or so with us, and then he just stopped, and he says, I'm going to go back to my car, and I'm going to go back home. He said, I was headed to a strip club, and my marriage is in shambles, my life is in shambles, and I knew I needed to follow the cross today. And I remember that day, I said, let me pray for you. I hadn't prayed for him yet. Literally, the guy's just following me down the street with the cross. He says, I don't need anything. I just need to follow you. So up to that moment, I hadn't shared the gospel, hadn't shared anything. Pray for him. And I remember as I was praying for him, the dude begins to shake and get delivered and cry on the street. And he says, I'm going home. I'm going to get my life right. He was a believer, found out he was a believer. And even as I think about it, I'm really moved by that moment, because he was really touched. Who knows? I may meet this guy 10 years from now, and he's hopefully on fire for God. And that day marked his life. But I remember that because it was a marking point where I was like, God is using this beyond what I can imagine. But at the same time, carrying a 12-foot cross is weird. And when you tell people that you're carrying a 12-foot cross, or people see you doing it, they think you're a weirdo. Even people in the church, if you're listening to this, you're like, still registering, okay, you're literally carrying a cross down the street. Yes, I'm literally carrying a cross. And I get it. It's different. It's strange. So I'm doing this. And once a month at the time, I was still working for Time to Revive. I had no plans to carry it anymore. It's like, all right, I'm doing this once a month. We're reaching these people. Really not as much the prostitutes, but really more the men that are cruising through there. Even the police pulled me over one day. So what are you doing out here? What does it look like I'm doing? I'm carrying a cross, you know? And I saw the impact even then. Literally, I believe as I carried on Harry Hines, thousands of people were seeing the cross. And ultimately, I started feeling this sense to leave the ministry I was working for. And it wasn't just a sense, it became very clear. Team members at Time to Revive had dreams of me leaving the ministry. I even had this guy that's really prophetic that I know. He calls me one day. This is in early 2020, right before I left. And he said, and I was starting to make the progression to leave. I was trying to take a step of faith of what the Lord was saying. I had no clue what I was going to do. I'm just leaving Time to Revive. And it wasn't nothing against the ministry. And it was the Lord speaking, I've got to be obedient. And I just encourage you, if you're listening to this, if the Lord speaks, be obedient, even if it makes no sense. The Lord told Noah to build an ark. It made no sense, you know. There's many people in the Bible. The Lord tells people to do things and it makes zero sense. And for me, the Lord is telling me to leave Time to Revive. I enjoyed what I did. We were preaching in schools, training churches, doing citywide outreaches. I enjoyed what I did at the end of the day. But the Lord was saying to take a step of faith. So this guy calls me one day and he says, you're leaving Time to Revive. And I'm like, I hadn't seen this guy in a couple of years. Out of the blue. He says, I was praying for you driving down the road. The Lord said, it's time for you to leave Time to Revive. You're starting your own ministry. And all of a sudden, the phone froze. I remember I took a screenshot. I try to call him back. Can't get a hold of the guy. And I'm thinking, wow, okay, this is clear. If I don't do this, I'm being disobedient. Well, once again, I'm thinking, and we talked about this in an earlier podcast, and I mentioned earlier, I had a plan. This is the direction I'm going. I'm going to do these large meetings. God's going to do, you know, I had this idea. But again, the Lord began to speak to me about the cross. And I felt like the Lord said to carry the cross for a month in Dallas. So I left the ministry of Time to Revive in July of 2020. And then in October of 2020, the Lord had me carry the cross for a month in Dallas. And this made zero sense to me. But again, I'm just being obedient. And so ultimately, I carried the cross for 28 days in Dallas. The Lord used it. God reached people. And as I've mentioned several times already today, there was no other plans. I'm thinking, all right, at the time, I was also recording, getting ready to release a devotional and create a online material to train people. And I encourage you to check that out. It's christreward.tv. Devotional is called The Reward of the Lamb. And it will get you activated in evangelism. I've heard many testimonies of people being activated. So I'm thinking, oh, that's what I'm going to do next. That's all I'm going to do, train people. Maybe the Lord still has something with these larger meetings. We'll see. And in between the time of me carrying it for a month, that's ultimately when I carried it in New York about 8 months later. And I carried the cross for a month for a week in New York City. I did Brooklyn. I did the Bronx. I did Manhattan and Queens. So I did four of the boroughs and God used it. I was seeing, again, people be touched and reached. I'm not going to go into a whole lot of testimonies. It was really powerful because one specific is I ultimately got on What is New York's podcast or Instagram, you know, it's got a million plus followers. It's just it's not a Christian Instagram in New York. And this guy comes up to me on the street and says, hey, did you know you're on What is New York? And I was like, what is New York? You know, he shows me the Instagram and there I am, you know, carrying the cross. And, you know, you get all kinds of comments about that on the Instagram, tons of, you know, inappropriate. And what's this guy doing? Why is Jesus walking the streets of New York? But it actually gave me favor in the city of New York. people saying, hey, you're that guy. It wasn't just one. I had two or three other people say, hey, I saw you on What is New York. And so it led to me being able to have easy gospel conversations in the streets of New York through that. And so again, I saw the reach of what we were doing, not what I had planned, but God had planned in that. And so I slowly, on the last podcast we talked about by faith trips, I started carrying the cross maybe for a couple hours on the by faith trips, and God was using it. And in between, after New York, just thought, okay, I did New York, God used it, going to do these by faith trips, train some churches. Well, you know, and if you're listening, you're thinking, oh, this thing's, of course he's got plans. No, literally, I'm taking it by step, because once again, remember, carrying a 12-foot cross, even in the church, is not cool at large. It's not cool. Not too long after that, there was a guy at my church. He said, are you planning to carry the cross again soon? I said, well, actually, I'm praying, but I'm not too sure. He says, I have a heart for Ivy League schools. I said, well, that's great. I'm glad you have a heart for Ivy League schools. He said, if you carry it at a couple of Ivy League schools, I'll pay for your trips. I'll pay for everything. I said, well, I don't want to just do it for a donation, but I'll pray into it. And during that time, Harvard started popping up in Princeton. And I just sat on it, and I came back to this guy, and I said, I feel like the Lord's told me to carry it at Harvard and Princeton. He says, sounds good. I'll pay for your trips. I'll make you a donation to your ministry. And so ultimately, I carried it at Harvard, and I carried it at Princeton. Well, in that time, I remember it was, now time frame wise, this is, I carried the cross in New York in July of 2021 or 22. This is currently, hang on. Yeah, July of 2021. This is now November and December of 2021. Or no, 2022. Sorry for the dates. I began to feel like the Lord is telling me to carry the cross to all 50 states. And I just began to pray in it, and I carried the cross at Harvard, and to be honest, Harvard and Princeton were really challenging, because really they just ignored me. They pretended like I wasn't carrying the cross, and usually 2 to 3 hours into me carrying the cross around the campus, there seemed to be things shifting. God began to move. People began, but the first 2 to 3 hours, it was hard. People were ignoring me. I would be staring at people. They'd be staring at me. Say, what do you think about me carrying the cross? And they would say, what are you talking about? And I said, I'm carrying a 12-foot cross. And they would just stare at me and shake their head and walk off. So it was really, really a challenge. But in between those two, I was praying, and I felt like the Lord sent me to carry it to all 50 states. And I felt like it was from the Lord, but I was not 100% sure. And one day I was driving down the road. It was at Christmas time. Now it's December. I was about to carry at Princeton, and I'm in Dallas, and I'm looking, you know, driving down the road, and all of a sudden I see this cross. And around Christmas time, typically you have a manger scene, but they had a 20-foot letters, or I don't think they were 20-foot. It was probably more like 14-feet letters that said obey. And I feel like I heard the Lord say as clear as day, obey me by carrying the cross to all 50 states. And so I said, all right, I've heard you now. I'm convinced. I've heard you to carry the cross across America. And I ultimately carried it at Princeton. I remember to this very day being in my hotel room before I carried at Princeton. And I just laid on the floor and I said, Lord, I surrender my plans. I surrender my will. Thy will be done. And if you're calling me to carry this cross across America, I'm going to do it. I'm all in now. And so ultimately I obeyed the Lord. I carried the cross, and I started saying, all right, Lord, let's do this thing. So 2023, here we are. I made a roadmap, at least not for all 50 states, because I try to be open to where the Lord's leading us. But I ultimately started this journey. And so here we are. This is, we're recording, and we're in 2023, and I have carried the cross currently to 4 states. I've carried it to, where did we start? We started in Las Vegas. We then did, so that was Nevada. We then did Arkansas. And then after that, we went to Little Rock, Arkansas. And then after that, we did Iowa City, Iowa. And then we did, and also we did Cedar Rapids. And then recently we were in, where did I last carry? I did Utah, Salt Lake City, Utah. And so, anyways, I've carried it in four states. We've got six more actually planned that we're about to do. Even if you're listening to this, we probably had just wrapped up another state. I'm sorry, I'm going blank. But all that being said, we've got a plan. I know we're about to do New Jersey. We're about to do Massachusetts and Rhode Island. And so, and Austin, Texas. And so all that being said is we're taking steps of faith. I'm taking steps of faith to carry it to all 50 states. We will do multiple cities in some states. The vision is to do it in 5 years. I believe that there will probably be more, but I'm just trying to be obedient to the original vision of 50 states in 5 years and then do some other cities in the process of that because some states are bigger. And as I'm carrying the cross, America is huge. It's a huge place. And so all that being said is that's how we got to this moment. When you hear us talk about the cross, I'm really just trying to be obedient to the Lord. And I do acknowledge, as I mentioned several times, it is different. And what I encourage, if you're listening to this today, if God is speaking to you, whether it's to leave your job, or it could be to make a donation to a ministry, it could be a donation to your church. It doesn't have to be that. It could be the Lord's telling you to, you know, I heard this testimony one time. It's as bizarre as me carrying a cross. Someone told me this testimony about a guy one time. He was at the grocery store and he felt like the Lord told him to do a handstand. And so he's in the aisle at the grocery store doing a handstand, walking down. People are crazy. You know, people of faith can be nuts. So the guy's doing a handstand down the aisle of the grocery store. And then he stands back up and starts going back to grocery shopping. And all of a sudden he goes over to this guy and says, "Hey man, how can I pray for you?" He says, "You were the guy doing a handstand, right?" He said, "Yeah." He says, "This may sound crazy, but I was praying today." He said, "God, if you're real, tell someone to do a handstand in the grocery store." And the guy gave his life to the Lord because the guy did a handstand in the grocery store. And so it could be as bizarre as doing a handstand in the grocery store. Some of you are saying, "There's no way I'm going to do a handstand." But some of you may be saying, "There's no way I'm going to carry a 12-foot cross." But where you're saying, "I'm not going to do something," the Lord may actually be calling you to do something. And like I talked about earlier, the Lord, that initial voice is Him a lot of times, not all the time. And like I shared my story here, the Lord began to confirm over and over this journey. And especially big steps of faith, the Lord will confirm over and over. It's not just going to be this, you know, one-time thought. He will confirm what He's telling you to do. And so I encourage you to step out, believe His voice, that He's got a good plan. God has a good plan for you. Even if it's not your plan, He's got a good plan. He's going to work it out for His good. And I would just say be obedient as soon as possible, even when it doesn't make sense. And so that's this episode this week, taking a step of faith, be obedient to what He's saying, and watch God move, and gives you a little context of the cross and this journey and the testimony you're going to hear in the upcoming episodes. Bless you guys. And I'm just going to pray for you guys. I pray for anyone listening to this week's episode. If your heart's beating fast and you're saying, "God is telling me to take a step of faith," I pray right now that you have courage to take that step of faith as soon as possible. And I even pray for those of you that are asking for confirmation. I pray that even this episode is a call of confirmation that God's calling you to do what He's told you to do. And I pray that God gives other people, steps of obedience in the days to come. Amen. Check us out, ChristReward.com. Find us on social media, on Instagram, wadeb.aaron, A-A-R-O-N. Love to hear from you guys. Bless you. Have a great week.